Welcome to the Highly Favored Podcast. I'm your host, the High Life Mom. I'm a young millennial woman, wife, mother, and business owner following after God's heart. Life has taken me through many seasons within my marriage, friendships, parenthood, and so much more. So my mission is simple: to inspire, inform, and encourage through transparency, God's word, and my journey chasing the life God has called me to live. What I like to call the high life. So join me as I navigate a life rooted in faith, family, and the pursuit of purpose. Hey, good people. Welcome back to the Highly Favored Podcast. My name is Ashley, aka the High Life Mom, and I got some things I want to say and some things that God put on my heart. So let's go ahead and get right on into it. I definitely was under the impression that the internet, I don't know why, but I do know why. I thought that the impression that mothers gave on the internet, where they were just like, I'm so in love with my child, and this, my motherhood journey is so perfect, and my hair always looks like this, and it's perfect, and my house is always perfectly clean, and all this other stuff. Because that's what everyone was putting out, that is truly what I thought was reality. So when I was having my own struggles, I thought that there was something wrong with me, that I was doing it wrong, that I was behind, that I missed the mark, that I was undeserving to be a mother. I looked at all of these very small, like, snippets of other people's lives and took that as reality. You know, we're from the generation, like, that, is it fair to say that we kind of, like, we were very big into reality TV shows, like, I'm trying to think, Jersey Shore, and I didn't watch any of this, that's why I'm having trouble thinking of the names, but, Big Brother, did they all come out? I don't know, y'all, like, I really don't know, I don't know the time frame, but you get the gist of it, like, it's like, we were fed this narrative, and I think as a teenager or an impressionable kid or young adult, whatever, some part of me was like, oh, like, this is not curated. Like, this, like, some of the things, like, were happening, but they were pushed to have these conversations. This was scripted. It's curated. And Instagram, social, like, Facebook, TikTok, whatever, it's all the same. Like, it's curated content. And I think that that's why within this platform, one of the major themes to be transparency and me share in, like, the real, because I don't want anyone to look at my life or our lives and think that we have it all together. God, no, far from it. Just two ordinary people trying to follow after God's heart and raise our child and pay our bills and keep our head afloat and get out of this rat race that life has been designed to be, but we don't want to live our lives like that. And so within all of that, I was just looking at all this and I just realized, I'm like, man, like, the internet is a very fake space. And I'm very glad that we're kind of stepping into and drifting into a space that people feel like they can be a little bit more authentic, like, especially on the Instagram side. I'll speak to that because that's, like, the main platform that I use. But some of it's going to have to look aesthetically pleasing to kind of get you certain brand deals, audiences, whatever. I think research shows that, you know, the average consumer on these platforms, like, you know, are, like, the attention span is becoming less and less and less. And so it's like, just make cute content and make it quick. We don't want it any longer than 8 seconds. We don't care about your storytelling. But that is a very specific audience. It's not necessarily my audience. It's not necessarily, like, the God, like, the audience that God is trying to put in front of me. It's the people that need to hear what I have to say or see what I have to say. God will make that happen. And I just kind of had to put it in his hands and be like, okay, I'm just going to make the content and I'm going to be authentic. I'm going to tell you about me trying to make the crafts, even though I am like the least craftiest person. Like, I don't even have good handwriting. It's just not who I am. Like, but I like the cute things. I want to make the things. And so I just try really hard. But in all of that, it's still difficult because that's what you're getting fed or that's what you see, especially like I said, in this mom space. So I legitimately am fighting like the spirit of perfectionism daily because of already because of what's happening like in my own mind, but also because of what I'm fighting against the idea of what I thought motherhood looked like and was. So we'll go all the way back like to, okay, like let's just take, I'll take my own mom for example. Like that woman was a rock star. She was like holding down a full-time job. She was the like CNO, which is like the highest title that you can hold within a hospital for several, like for 20 something years, like 20 plus years. So she was that boss girl. Also, she was like a full-time wife, mom, homemaker. Even though she worked long, crazy hours, I never felt lacking. Like she was always present, or she always made sure I had someone in the audience. My grandmother also helped to raise me, and you know, she was kind of traditional homemaker. Like she would like help my mom do the cooking and the cleaning, and you know, I came just kind of from a heavy matriarchal home. So I'm talking fast because I'm getting excited. Let me slow down. These are the women that I watched first and foremost, like just growing up in my own household and space, just watching them juggle it all, do it all, have it all, be it all, and do it what seemed like effortlessly. Like I wasn't as a kid, like looking at the details and what it took to, you know, run a household and raise a child and all these different things. I was just like, they're doing this and I'm kind of in a sense like reaping the benefits of their hard work, but didn't really view it as like really, really hard work. I was just like, oh, this is just what they do, and they're making it look easy because this is what you do as a mom and a grandmother, and that's it. So you look at that, and then I also grew up like watching the Cosby Show, and so one of my ideal moms, like I guess in my head, was also this mom, like Claire Huxtable, her, like that character. And once again, she is a working woman holding it down. She's a boss girl. She's a lawyer. And she had 5 kids. And all these kids and all of their antics and them ripping and running. And they, okay, this one wants to wear the Gordon, what was the name of that thing? The Gordon Gartrell. You know, this other one wants to wear a dress when it's 22 degrees outside. She want to, you know, dip into her springtime clothes. And this one over here is eating up all the food and boy crazy. And that one over here is dropping out of college. Like, and it's just so crazy because I watched this family knowing that this is television, knowing that this is fictional, knowing that this, but I don't know, just some ways knowing that this is some kind of representation of a successful black family, and just looking at this and really internalizing like, ooh, I want that. I didn't look at that and be like, ooh, I want 5 kids. Nah, but I was just like, that's the kind of mom I want to be. I want to be this boss girl mom. I want to be the one who like holds it all together. I want to be the one that's, you know, working and cleaning and looking fine and dressing well and makeup done and hair done and all this other stuff. And without even realizing what was happening, like I said, fully internalized, this is the image that I am going to have when I become a mother. And then it wasn't until I got into pregnancy and motherhood and actually had my child that all of that came to the surface. And when I was not matching that, when I wasn't meeting that own like image in my head, I was freaking out and I was like breaking down. I was in tears being like, what is wrong with me? Why can I not do this? Why can I not? Like, is everybody else, the Instagram mommies, the Claire Huxtables, the Barbaras, like, that's my mom, the Luannas, like, RIP, like, rest her soul, like, you, which is my grandmother, like, all these people, all these women are accomplishing this, and they didn't do it with, like, a fuss. They're not crying. They're not falling apart at the seams. But really and truly, behind closed doors, in their own ways, they were. No one was sharing that side of the coin. Like, no one was talking about it. No one was saying, like, no, my mental health is struggling. No, the fact I've only eaten a banana all day long and it's 6:30 p.m. Y'all, I'm sorry. Stevie is, like, napping in the back. That's my English bulldog, and she is, like, snoring. So if you pick up her snoring, like I said, just give me grace. I'm this is real life mommy. I am not Claire Huxtable. As amazing as, you know, that character is. And I think that can be something to kind of, like, shoot for, to be like, I just want to be this mom who is able to hold down a job and show up for her kids. Then that's, like, you know, that's one thing, like, that's fine. But to be this, like, do it all, be it all, be on 24/7, that is not the truth. That is not honest. There are so many days that I do not have it to give. Like, my showing up as my best self for my family looks a little bit different every single day. Some days I may have 10%. Some days I may have 110%. And this is why it's so important who you do life with, who you choose to do life with. Because if I didn't have the amazing partner that is my husband and my best friend, I would, our household, our child, I, as a person, as a woman, would suffer. I would not be able to run a business, show up for my child, you know, run the kind of schedule that we do for this household. The housework would be out of control. Like, we share in all of these things together. And so I just want us to be careful as women, as moms, as consumers of the things that social media feeds us, what we internalize and what we walk away from it. You know, be careful what you're feeding your spirit. That counts for music, for television, for social media, all these different things. I am a content creator. I'm taking these very real moments in my life and I'm telling you guys a real story, but it once again is a snippet of my life. Y'all aren't seeing me have a freak out on the bathroom floor because my milk supply is drying up and I want to be able to feed my baby for the first year of his life. Y'all aren't seeing me when I feel like I'm unworthy to be a mom and a wife and all these things that God has blessed me with when I'm breaking down because I let the dishes and the laundry pile up. Y'all aren't seeing me try to fight these, like, demonic battles that I have to go through sometimes, like, that are internal, of imposter syndrome, to be like, no one wants to hear what you have to say. No one wants to listen to the stories you have to tell. What makes you different? What makes you special? Because these are real conversations that me and the enemy be having and be going back and forth. And the people that are in my corner, my best friends, my husband, like, those people have had to pull me out of the trenches sometimes, guys. Like, so make sure your mental health is in check and your spiritual health is in check whenever you are consuming these things. Like, even my content, like, I remember somebody was like, man, like, you know, I was sharing a story, like, on my Instagram story. It wasn't, like, a reel or anything that I made, but I can remember it was, like, maybe a year ago, and I was actually showing three, like, and how many tantrums, like, he was having throughout the day, and I and how I was trying to navigate that, and how he was challenging me and how I was struggling and he was struggling. Oh my God, this girl is getting some good sleep. I was struggling, he was struggling, and I remember posting that with the intent being, I want people to see that every day does not look perfect, that I have a very cute, you know, very photogenic child. I have a beautiful, very nice home, but these are some of the real things that we're dealing with in there. And I can remember somebody pretty much saying, like, the way you parent is so perfect, or something like that. And I'm like, that was not what you were supposed to get from this. I am not perfect. Like, and so, you know, people are going to have their own interpretation, and I just have to put it out there and storytell and share what God puts on my heart to share, because people are going to take away different things from it. And that's fine. That's what, like, you know, I'm sitting here, I'm making my version of art. I'm making mom art, and art's up for interpretation. So that's fine. I just want the takeaway to be that you are a good mom. That is a part of my brand, is saying to yourself, you are a good mom. If you're showing up with the 10% because that's all you have to pour from that cup, or you're showing up with 110%, either day, you are still a good mom because you're showing up. You are a good mom because God blessed you with this child, and he thought this child needed you. He could have chosen anyone to give this baby to, but he said, no, you know what? I am perfectly in heaven from dust making this particular baby. I know who exists because I made everyone on this earth. I need this child to go to you. I need you to love them. I need you to teach them. I need you to raise them. I am entrusting them to you because I trust you with this. I trust you with my child and the mission that I have instilled within them, the children that they will have, the marriage that they will have, the business that they will have, the employee that they'll be, whatever it is, God is entrusting you with that. And so you are a good mom, period. You are a good parent, period. If you're showing up, if you are trying your best every single day, then that's okay. It is so okay to make mistakes. It is okay to fall down. Just don't stay down. Get up. Have people in your corner that'll help you get up. Have people in your corner that'll pray for you. And even if you don't, you gotta learn how to pray for yourself too. It's been days where, you know, the people in my corner, they're like, we love you. We have the best intentions. We're going to pray for you. But this is a battle that God brought to me because he wants me to come to him. He wants to give me the answer. And I know that he'll do the same thing for you. I want you to be encouraged that the things that you see online are, like I said, once again, just a very, very small picture. This season of your life is just a very small picture. So whether it's a happy time, a sad time, this is one season, one snippet, one piece of this godly puzzle for your life. And to just keep going. You are beautifully and wonderfully made as a mother and as a person. Your children are beautifully and wonderfully made. And so not only are you a good mom, but your kids are good too. They just don't be listening sometimes. but take them in the season that they are in and try to meet them where they are, whether you're in that that newborn, toddlers. Ooh, shout out to my toddler parents. We gonna be all right, y'all. And a preteen, teenager, adults, whatever it is, like, you know, parenting does not stop at the age of 18. And so you have to meet your child where they are at each stage of life. Try to be open. Try to be receptive to what they may have to say, because in each stage, they are dealing with a different set of rules, a different set of challenges, a different version of life than we had to experience, but yet we're still tasked to walk with each other through this. We're learning as parents each and every day, and our children are learning as well. So give yourself grace, give them grace, and ask God to cover you in your walk. Lean onto him in all of these times. Like I said, happy or sad. If it's a sad time, give him the glory still. If it's happy times, give him the glory still. Either way, he's there. He's listening. He sees us. He sees my dog snoring so loud right now. Stevie, I'm trying to talk to the people. And you were down there getting some good sleep. I should have kicked her out, y'all, but I'm trying to give her some attention. I'm trying to be a good puppy mom, too. But I genuinely love y'all. I love this community that we're building. I hope you take this to heart if you're listening, especially, like I said, all my mommies out there. We are far too hard on ourselves. Give yourself grace. Give yourself grace, love. Give yourself love. That's it. That's the message. I think I should kick her out before I pray, but... Stevie, you gonna cut up while I pray, or can I go to God in prayer real quick? Okay, I'm gonna close this out in prayer, y'all. And I hope you guys truly take what I said to heart, and I hope that this touches who it needs to touch. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I call out to you and your Holy Spirit to touch down on each and every parent. I ask that you be with each and every mom and let them believe in their hearts and souls and not just hear these words, but truly let it settle within them that you are a good mom. You're a good mom. That you continue to show up in your walk with God and just your daily walk. That you continue to show up for your children in the best way possible. That you continue to love them, nurture them, cover them, pray over them. Pray over your each and every person that touches your child in their life. Pray over their teachers, your spouse, your significant other, your baby daddy, whoever it may be. Just pray over them in their walk as well. God, I pray that this message and each and every message that I pray reach whoever it needs to reach so that your word can settle in their heart, God, so that you can reach them and guide them in their walk that we call life. We love you, God. We need you. We want you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'll see you next time. Bye.